The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Happy Friday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. We're 2 days into August of 2019, and we've got the best technology news that's been happening over the past 24 hours, and we got it coming for you right now in about 5 minutes. Okay, I'm sure we're all aware about that lovely Capital One data breach. All 100 million of you. Now, for those of you that have actually been living underneath a rock, yes, Capital One had a massive data breach. In fact, the biggest in history. In fact, I was actually wrong. I said 100 million, now that's up to actually 106 million customers now. And it all came from the same person that used to work at Amazon. Now, just so you know, she was arrested already on Monday. But now the full extent of her warfare seems to be kind of taking shape. Because it may not just be Capital One anymore. Yeah, it looks like companies such as Ford and even Vodafone and even Michigan State University wasn't spared. Yep, looks like those companies were hacked too. Now, Ford has put out a statement saying they're investigating the thing right now, and they will determine soon if any of Ford's information was actually involved in this data breach. And as far as Vodafone goes, they said they're aware, and they'll let us know exactly what they find out soon. Michigan State University, they still don't know what's going on. Maybe they're still in shock. Hey, I don't blame them. I'm still in shock too. I'm sure we're all gonna probably be in shock for the next few weeks, maybe even months, as this list gets longer, longer, and longer. Ah, free TV. We all love free TV, don't we? Although, let's face it, a lot of free TV ain't free like it used to be, is it? Though we can still put up an antenna, particularly for our U.S. listeners. Or you could also rely on an app, say, Locast. Well, maybe not anymore. Those of you not familiar with Locast, it's a broadcast streaming app that was actually portraying itself as non-profit, so they can avoid the mess they're in now. Because ABC, CBS, Fox, and NBC, yes, all the major U.S. networks, yep, they're suing Locast. On the grounds, as you guessed it, violating copyright law by retransmitting their free-to-air television signals to customers. Mind you, Locast, they don't charge for their service. They only ask people to make donations in order to keep the service running. Locast, however, believes they have a very solid defense, saying they're exempt from the copyright law for retransmission because they're non-profit. Of course, the major U.S. networks, they don't see it that way. We'll have to see how this one plays out, but it's sounding quite familiar to Aereo. You remember that thing? Yeah, it's pretty much what Locast is right now. And they took their fight with the U.S. networks all the way to the Supreme Court and lost. And finally, the 1980s are sure in fashion nowadays, aren't they? I mean, look around. Heck, even cassettes are making a comeback. Not to mention we see a lot of 80s nostalgia thanks to Stranger Things on Netflix. Well, the Apple Watch that you're wearing right now might just lead back to some 80s nostalgia for you, too. Because get ready to try to type on your Apple Watch. Yes, FlickType Keyboard is a keyboard for your Apple Watch. And apparently, using artificial intelligence, it will adapt to dictate the letter presses to deliver accurate typing information, although this is yet to be seen. If this sounds familiar to you, yeah, remember those watches you tried to use a calculator with? Remember how difficult that was? Now, they're promising this is going to be a better experience than that. Though we all know how promises are, sometimes they're never kept. Now, we have seen some videos posted online, but again, that's online. We've not seen it actually for ourselves. Plus, on top of that, there's a whole huge speculation. Will Apple actually allow this on the watch? If anything, we know what Apple will do. They'll say, wow, good idea. Let's ban them from the App Store and take it for ourselves. That is, of course, if those promises ring true. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Hey, do you love the news show? Well, we're only around because of your support, which means we need your support each and every month to keep this podcast on the air for you. So if you love the news show, you love the British Tech Network, why don't you hop on over to our official website, britishtechnetwork.com, and go to /subscriptions. That's where you can support us, the BTN Network, and we can keep delivering all of this content to you. And for those of you that are contributing every month to keep the news show on the air, thank you very much for your support. While you're also hopping around on the World Wide Web, want to check us out on Facebook too, British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech and join our community at our Slack room by going to britishtech.slack.com. The news show indeed is headed to the weekend. However, though, we will be back on Monday getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, have a fantastic Friday. Have a great weekend ahead. We'll see you Monday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening. We'll be right back.